Well, join me in an attitude of prayer of thanksgiving. Gracious and loving God, we thank you. Thank you so much for the church. It was your idea, and we're grateful that we expelled upon the idea of church, the called out ones, the believers who come together and to encourage one another in the faith. And we thank you for that, Lord. It's not a perfect church by no means, but it is a church where we honor and praise you and encourage one another in the faith. So thank you for the church this morning, Lord. And we ask that you touch those who were lifted up this morning. We also know there's always some that are not mentioned aloud, and that's the beauty part of the special relationship that we have with the grace of the Holy Spirit, because you hear those also. And we come into a prayer of agreement with and for those who need a special touch from you this morning. But we're grateful just to say we praise you, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the ability to encourage one another. The Lord taught the disciples a prayer because they realized that when they did ministry all day long, at the end of the day, in them years, they would stop. They had a rest. They'd build a fire. They ate and they fellowshiped, and then Jesus would go off by himself. And it puzzled some of them. So when Jesus came back to the gathering, they said, Lord, what do you do when you go out there by yourself? And he said, this is Ralphie's paraphrase, but I think that's what he said. Well, guys, you know, I'm God in the flesh, and I'm just like you. I get hungry and thirsty, and I got to eat, but more importantly, I got to talk to the Father. And they said, talk to the Father. Can we do that? He said, yes, let me give you a model prayer. And that's really what the prayer is. It's a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. As he taught that prayer, and we pray it together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.